Hi, besties, and welcome to Semi-Qualified Queens,
a show where we talk about all things drag, because we are semi-qualified to speak on it.
I'm Cynthia Kiss.
And, I'm, oh god, Juicebox?
And welcome to Semi-Qualified Queens, and we are back with another week of RuPaul's Drag Race Season 15. What did you think of the episode?
Okay, I love Snatch Game, but I was feverishly typing the entire time, trying to take
notes. It was the fastest episode I've ever watched in my life.
It just flew by. I think because it was two Snatch Games. It's drag queens who have their, like, I'm still learning drag names. And on top of that, I was trying to figure out who each person was doing for Snatch. It was a lot, Juice.
There was moments where Amethyst was on and Robin was on, and I realized that I really hadn't seen or heard from them until this moment.
Yes.
And I had, like, almost forgot that they were there. I was like, oh, that's Robin. I was like, because at one point I saw who Robin was, and I was like, who the fuck is that? And then she started talking, and I went, oh my god, it's Robin. Like, so, yeah. There's so many of them. So I think for them to do a Snatch Game so early on was, like, kind of shady boots.
Okay, so let's talk about it. Did we like this double bill two Snatch Game?
No, I hated it, actually.
Yeah, I think there could have done one more, like, bigger group challenge, because it just, I honestly felt like there wasn't enough from each queen to really, like, see how they did. Like, I'm trying to replay it back in my head, and I'm like, I have some notes that we'll dive into. But overall, two Snatch Games, quite a lot.
For me, Snatch Game is like, you earn Snatch Game.
Yeah.
You know, like, you're top eight, you get to do Snatch Game, you know, you get to do Snatch Game. You get to show us the real chops. You know, I don't like this idea of everybody gets to do Snatch Game, because it's just like, we're going to see some people really flounder. And I didn't feel like everybody really floundered. I feel like there was a very obvious bottom three, as we saw, which kind of goes to show how incredibly talented this cast is, because they are wildly talented, especially like the preparedness they were for the Snatch Game. But I have a feeling if it was some of the ones who are already front runners bubbling to the top, it would have just made for an even better one if we just had a top eight.
I agree. There was definitely, like, across the board, strong players in both round one and round two, excuse me. But I don't know if there was enough for two. Like, that's where it was just like, it started to kind of lag a little bit. But, you know, overall, we have our standouts. But the episodes, they go by so fast now. We don't even have RuPaul doing their walkthrough with the girls. So it was kind of the only time we got a preview of what they were doing was for a couple seconds in the workroom when they were talking amongst themselves, and then we got right into it.
Yeah, I have a feeling before, because we all know now that the edit, the 40-minute edit, is something that MTV wanted to premiere the show, which shall not be named, which everyone is. We haven't even talked about that. What's your thoughts on The Real Friends of WeHo?
I haven't watched it yet.
I haven't watched it. I feel bad hating on it because of Brad.
Be nice to Brad. You be nice now.
Because we got to be nice to Brad. He's Canada's Drag
Race. Are people hating it?
We've interviewed him. Oh, people? Babe, people literally, they had to turn the replies off on one of their Twitter posts because people were posting scat porn. Literal people covered in shit all over the replies to the show. And it, yeah, yikes. Rough boots. So it's just like, for me, it's just like, I feel bad because Brad is like, we know how nice Brad is and, you know, Canada's Drag Race and all that stuff. But it's just like, people are real pissed off that this Friends of WeHo has now premiered and it's taking their drag race time away.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. That's why it ate into the slot. Well, yeah. I haven't checked it out, but be nice to Brad Goreski.
We love Brad.
Yeah.
You could be mean to everybody else, though.
Yeah, fuck them.
I don't even know who the rest of the cast is. I do know that who's the very controversial one on it? Todrick.
The YouTuber, Todrick, yes.
Todrick, yeah, very controversial. So,
and you know me, I'm getting into the zeitgeist of, you know, high profile YouTubers these days. It's,
oh my
it's
God. Yes. We didn't even talk about that. Cynthia Kiss did an incredibly, sorry, we're really tangenting right now, but Cynthia, you did, who's the YouTuber? What's his name?
Curtis Connor.
Cynthia did a fucking YouTube video podcast with yes. Curtis Connor. And I had no idea who this was, but apparently big deal.
He's so funny. He's like on like the straight side of YouTube, but I guess like there's obviously a
fan
base.
He's gay?
He's not gay, but he's like, he's queer friendly. He's very, very like, I hate using the term, but like woke. And so he comes at issues from all angles. And so I feel like people feel very seen with his comedy. I actually went to his live show in Vancouver and then like we're mutual. So we were chatting for a bit and then very impromptu. I just messaged him earlier in the week and he's like, I'm actually recording tomorrow. Are you free? And I was like, for you? Yes. So it was really fun.
Do you think he has a crush on Cynthia?
Oh, honestly, maybe.
Do you think he just really wants a piece of Cynthia sis?
I mean, that was my whole bit on the podcast. I'm like, you're obsessed with me.
Is it because I'm so pretty?
And he's like literally, I'm dying to put him into drag. So I want to see if I'm going to go to Ontario. I might do a makeover challenge on his channel because that would be so funny.
That would be pussy, 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 cunt, cunt, cunt.
So yeah, check that out. Pussy. But yeah, we're everywhere. We are podcasters.
We are podcasters. Me and Cynthia have lots of very big plans that we are hopefully going to be sharing with you guys very, very soon.
Choosing her secret future plans.
I got secret future plans. You know, it's manifesting. It's putting it out there. It's planting seeds. It's getting people excited. Oh. You know, that's what you got to do. You got to do.
You do.
So, I know. And it also, I think it comes from my own insecurities of letting people know like, hey, I may be quiet right now, but I promise I'm doing things.
Oh, I know. You're like, I miss productivity. It's just, it's a little BTS.
Don't
behind
don't
the curtain
worry.
Right now, working on the recipe. Don't want to spoil the meal.
We're letting it cook.
Yes.
So where were we? What were you talking about?
We were kind of just talking about like high level, the two snatch games, the quick pace of this episode. But you know, why don't we just like rewind the tapes a little bit and just like mourn the loss of Princess Poppy one last time.
I miss her.
I feel like she would have been really great at the snatch game.
She gave me really big lemon energy. Being a New Yorker, being really fast, being a small white twink. So I really got that kind of vibe. So I was just like, maybe that's why I felt so like, oh, I like her.
She does remind me of Lemon. They're actually quite good friends.
I think they are. I remember Lemon. The only reason I started following Princess Poppy was that Lemon had reposted her and I really liked something she had done. So I started following her. And I think I saw like rumors about her being on the next season. So I was like, oh, you know, I'll get the jump and I'll just follow her now.
Yeah.
But yeah, she's great and I will really miss her, but she's gone. Did they even say what her lipstick message was?
No, but I just wrote, it was because it was scribbles.
Oh, see, this is the problem with the double snatch game on the short episode. We didn't get to read what her thing was and I want to know.
It's literally like we truly are watching like half an episode. It's a fever dream now.
Yeah.
Take I mean it, it's leave again, it, love
there's,
it, hate
there's
it.
Good and bad about the 40-minute episode and this was one of the bad. So should we just go right into the snatch game since they did?
Honestly, hell yeah. Let's do it.
Okay. What did you think of, let's go to the first one. We had Marsha doing Tim Gunn. Luxor London doing Amanda the Poor.
Yeah.
Malaysia doing Saucy Santana, which we've seen Jada Hudson doing Canada's Drag Race Season 3.
Mm-hmm.
Mistress Isabel Brooks doing Rosie O'Donnell. And also, what's her name? The Dance Moms girl.
Abby Lee Miller.
She did a little touch of Abby Lee Miller. Anitra doing Georgina Ramsey.
Mm-hmm.
Robin Fierce doing Karen Huger, and Selena Estides doing the Virgin Mary. What were your standouts?
Wow. What a lot of drag. I would say my favorites in this bunch loved Rosie, and I loved Tim Gunn. Tim Gunn was, like, clever enough. Fun fact, have I told you that that was one of my options for Snatch Game?
Do you know what's so funny? I know I keep bringing her up, but this was Lemon's option for Snatch Game in Versus the World.
This is the Lemon podcast review.
This is the Lemon podcast. It's me fangirling over Lemon only. But I think that's so funny. I think that's such a funny thing that people always have Tim Gunn sort of in their back pocket.
Is it the male Jennifer Coolidge? Like all these gays?
But but Jennifer Coolidge is the cursed character because everybody who picks Jennifer Coolidge goes home early.
But I just thought that was really funny that I had it in my like arsenal as well. I thought she killed it. I thought it was really clever. There just was one or two moments where I was like, just turn the volume up, Marsha, and you've got the gold. But Rosie, she's too big of a persona to fight with.
Oh, Mistress was great, but I don't think the best one on it. I think she was the loudest. You know, I think she was able to command the room the best. Marsha.
Okay, cool. Okay, yeah. She did do a phenomenal job.
Yeah. And when I say the loudest, I mean, like, she was the most kind of, like, one who knew how to command the room.
Yeah.
Right? Like, she was the one who was able to command the room with her jokes when Selena was just commanding the room with screaming.
I was going to say, I was like, Selena was definitely the loudest. But...
Yeah, Selena was the loudest, yeah.
Yeah. Let's unpack Virgin Mary. What did we think of that?
Ooh, I want to start this off with, I am such a Selena Estides fan. I love her. I think she's hilarious, super funny, great drag queen.
Yeah.
Wow, did I not like this? Oh my God.
Yeah. It was just, I think for me, she just went too over the top in the wrong ways. Like, it's just a lot of screaming.
Yeah, and it's, again, one of those improv things where it's just like, if you start big... there's nowhere else to go.
Yeah.
Except bigger and louder, and that's never going to work. You know, you almost want to end with that big loud where it is more funny and you're building with everybody. So I wasn't a big fan. The look was great, though. Makeup looked great. Look was great. I liked the belly and everything. But it was not a standout for me.
No, it wasn't under the grace of God.
Yeah, no, definitely not. I also thought Karen was like Robin Fierce. Mm-hmm. She got almost the Kendall Jenner edit. Where it's like, it wasn't strong, it wasn't very good, but it was like, they didn't want to give her like an edit where it was bad. So they had her say one joke and then they went, that's enough.
And that's good. Yeah, it was.
And that's good enough.
It was all, they were just like almost uneventful. There wasn't anything like, it wasn't a train wreck, but it also wasn't a standout. So she just kind of fell by the wayside. Like, even as you were talking, I'm trying to remember her performance. And I'm just like, yeah, I think she only got like one answer.
One answer. And it wasn't even a joke that got Rue laughing. But I just feel like Selena was kind of so much bigger and flopping so much harder that they all the concentration just would go to Selena and Robin just kind of disappeared.
Yeah.
But they didn't make her disappear in a bad way. They just made her disappear in the fact that there's 400 of them.
Just it's a numbers game.
It's a numbers game. And they were just like, meh. I really did like Malaysia Saucy Santana, though. I wish there was more jokes, but I thought her impersonation was good.
It fell in the mix for me. Like, I'm trying to, like, remember, like, standout moments. And unfortunately, like, I can't, like, there's nothing, like, coming to mind. Like,
I would say the voice was very similar. And the look was very good.
Super spot on. I guess just for my Snatch Game, I don't even actually need a killer impression. Like, that's gravy. But if it's just, like, if it's just direct quotes of the person... originally who's funny saying it, it's like, I need more than that. I need you to like take the mold of that persona and then turn it in and, I don't know, twist it a bit more. I felt like it was just like truly a Saucy Santana like impersonator, which is great, but like,
but where are the jokes?
Where are the jokes?
The jokes. Where are the jokes? And speaking of where are the jokes, Lux Noir London, not a lot of jokes.
Yeah, no, it was just like, what's going on? Like, what are we doing here? It's, I don't know. I think, I don't know if I would pick Amanda Lepore to be a character choice in Snatch Game.
Well, Trinity had done it. And I think her saying, well, she didn't do a very good job.
Well, mine would be better.
Yeah. I think if you see someone who's done a character,
yeah,
who has done very successful characters, like, yeah, Trinity has been very successful at the Snatch Game. And then if you don't think that their character was done well when they're already really good at the Snatch Game, maybe think, maybe that isn't a good character. Maybe I shouldn't do that one. Mm-hmm. You know, that's kind of where my mind would go.
Completely.
But Lux has this like wonderful delusion that I just wish I had, like just this overt confidence. So go off, Diva, do whatever you want. She was safe. So.
And props to her. She did the prosthetics. Like she went for it with the actual like character.
Were those prosthetics?
Yes.
Oh, I just thought her makeup, I just thought she did really done the makeup really well. I didn't
know. No, I'm pretty sure I saw like a little bit of a seam just to like add the cheekbones. So they were like Amanda Lepore.
Oh, she did a great job. I didn't notice that at all. So we finished round one. We're moving on to round two, where we have the best drag queen in the world, Lucy LaDuca. Apparently, just yes, absolutely wiping the floor. Sasha Colby as Jan Crouch. Jax as the Mona Lisa. Spice as Trisha Paytas. Amethyst as Tan Mom, which I thought was just so weird. Sugar as Miley Cyrus. And Aura as Brentman Rock. Now, this is a fucking train wreck.
This is a bit of a fever dream.
Oh, my God.
But it definitely was more memorable. But can I just say, Lucy LaDuca is
she's so good at drag.
So good. Her Joan Rivers, I hate to say it, I love Jimbo, but she just kicked Jimbo's Joan Rivers' ass.
I feel like Jimbo's Joan Rivers is a very stylized Joan Rivers, a very, like, almost, like, clown take of Joan Rivers. When
this
Lucy's
was spot on.
Yeah, Lucy's was like, this is Joan Rivers. This is exactly who Joan Rivers is. You know?
It was so good. She nailed the voice on top of the writing. That's the mm-hmm. thing. I think Jimbo, like, totally had the writing and had a Joan Rivers-esque intonation. I don't know why I'm bringing Jimbo up. It's just because they also did it. Both are great. I love you, Jimbo. but, like, wow. Not surprised that Lucy took the win for this.
Spoiler! Sorry.
If we have podcast listeners who listen to this before they watch the episode, that is a very interesting order of operations.
yes it is. But yeah, no, I agree. I knew from the moment she opened her mouth and rolled her eyes, I went, it's hers. She's taking it. There's no one else who's going to be as good. And she was like miles above the entire cast.
Yeah,
like there was a, it was a clear win.
Mm-hmm. And I love the beauty of Joan Rivers is she makes fun of herself as well. It's like her husband doesn't want to fuck her. Like she already has jokes about everyone, including herself. And so it kind of just sets the tone of like, I don't know, everyone's game. Like, watch out, everyone on that panel. So funny.
I loved it. Sasha's kind of fell sort of like whatever for me.
I think hit it. I think they tried to like bury it a little bit, which made me think it wasn't phenomenal, but like not embarrassing.
Yeah, like she had some funny moments. The look was good. I had no idea who Jan Crouch was, so
I still don't.
But great wig. But yeah, it was just sort of fine. Jax as the Mona Lisa, I thought was really smart.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a really smart choice.
Did not see it coming.
No. Not one bit, and I thought it was super, super smart, and I thought she did a great, survivable job.
Yeah.
She made it through.
I think she survived. Yeah, there was a couple moments there where it was like, I could see the momentum turning, but then I do think it was a restrictive costume, like a look where you can't really feel like diving in too much. Is there something on your hand?
I feel there is a huge zit on my hand that I'm trying to like pop.
I've been like thinking of our Patreon listeners watching you examine the top of your hand for
Look at it. It's so big. And I'm trying to get rid of it.
Okay, I was starting to get worried. I was like, oh my God, Lady Macbeth up in here fucking rubbing her hand with a fucking spot.
It's so big. I don't know if I think it's an ingrown hair. Okay, no, I see it. I got it. I'll stop.
A show where we talk about all things drag.
Including ingrown hairs.
It happens.
I'm naming it Jax, my little ingrown hair, because that's what we were talking about when I discovered her.
They'll love that. But yeah, I think their Snatch Game performance was overall not embarrassing, which is like the ultimate win on Snatch Game.
But speaking of embarrassing, Sugar doing Trisha Paytas.
No. Oh, did I mix them up? I
you mixed it up. You mixed it up. No. Sugar did Trisha Paytas.
They look so similar.
It's so strange. Yeah, no. Sugar did Trisha Paytas. And it was very bad.
It wasn't even. Like, I
don't
even...
It was Sugar
even,
playing Sugar.
It wasn't even a character. Just, there was no choice being made. It was their same... It's like, I think they can only do one thing. They can turn on and they can turn off. And when they turn on, they go... And it's not really goes anywhere.
Yeah. I think it still kind of plays off that thing of like... Because if we're going to talk about Sugar and Spice's thing, like how she did Miley Cyrus and Spice did Trisha Paytas, they still did that thing where they're depicting women as being stupid.
Yeah.
And it bugs me.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's so, I can tell these girls are so much smarter than that. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, I don't want this to catch up to them and have women be like, hey, we're not dumb, you know? Yeah. And it's just like, and I feel like Trisha Paytas is so smart. True. Trisha Paytas, there's no way someone like Trisha Paytas can go and have the career that she has and not be a fucking genius.
Yeah.
Because she just fucks with everybody. And, like, if you're gonna do Trisha Paytas, like, why didn't you do the thing where you, like, write everything down and you, like, read really, really fast?
Yes.
Where she went, that,
and, like, the
mukbang, like, eating a bunch of food. ASMR, she's huge for ASMR.
Mm-hmm. She always thinks, like, she's convinced that everyone in the world either wants to, like, be her or fuck her. Like, you have to take that. And run with it. Like, either RuPaul is, like, in love with you. Like, pretend that RuPaul's in love with you. Or, like, do the unfiltered thing. Like, she has no filter. She says whatever she wants. That's why she's, like, made a lifelong career on YouTube. No filter. We didn't get any of that in this performance.
No. There was so much content on Frenemies alone for you to take.
Yeah. A lot of, like, people...
Like, she could have went full Trisha Paytas Frenemies, and it would have, I think it would have paid off.
I see sadness in your eyes. When I look at your eyes, I see sadness.
You should do Trisha Paytas. That was really good.
I love Trisha.
Your intonations were, like, there. Yeah, like, you would be. So when Cynthia, I'm just letting everybody know, when Cynthia Kiss goes back on for All Stars, it is Trisha Paytas.
I'm a chicken nugget.
Dogs don't have souls. Anyways.
Oh my god!
And I don't want to turn this into the Sugar hate train because I think she is incredibly talented. You know, like, so talented, so smart. Everything about those two kids is so good. But that's the only thing. It just irks me. I'm like, stop doing that. Mm-hmm. And they did it with both Miley and Trisha. They just kind of made them look stupid.
Do we want to talk about Amethyst and then talk about Miley?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, Amethyst, Tam Mom, serviceable. Some good jokes in there, but I felt like she potentially could have picked a different person to, like, get in the ring a little bit more. I don't know.
It almost didn't feel topical enough, you know, like Tan Mom. Like, I'd barely remember Tan Mom. What?
I know. Yeah, it's kind of like it's like doing the hide your kids, hide your wife.
Guy. Yeah, like, huh?
Like, it's just such a, like, meme. That's the thing about meme culture. It expires really quickly.
Yeah. And this one was such a niche meme.
Gangnam Style.
Yeah, like, why are you doing this? But she did great. She survived. She made it through. And she didn't have to lip sync this week, which I'm sure she was just elated
Thank
for.
Thank fucking God. If I saw Amethyst lip sync one more time, I would have been like...
And then stay, I'd be like, let her go. No, you know?
Yeah. Let her go. But yeah.
Let her go. Okay, so then Spice doing Miley.
Miley. It started tolerable. I was like, okay,
fine.
She's kind of doing, like, a funny, like, robotic country twang. And then it just started to, like, literally computer chip broken fall apart. Like, the minute she became Bangers Miley, I just thought, like, oh no.
When she was pretending it was corn on the cob.
They did her so dirty. MTV dedicated 5 seconds of their tight timeline of the episode for... They literally gave her ASMR chewing. And the irony is, it's Trisha who needs that sound.
Exactly. So, yeah. It was very bad. It was very bad. And I felt bad because I really thought that those two, that I thought that they would surprise me because they've surprised me on everything else.
No, everyone, it's like, life is a scale. We all have our strengths. We all have our weaknesses. It actually is humbling that those twins have something they're not good at. Cause so far they were like killing it. I was like, oh my God, show me a flaw. Not you looking at Jax again.
I know. I just need to do one.
Ew, what are you doing?
There we go.
Did you pop Jax?
No, I just cut the hair.
Oh, you got the hair. Work.
I got the hair and I had to cut it off cause I was going to keep playing with it.
Patreon listeners, I'm so sorry.
Look at this. Yeah. Now, moving on from Sugar and Miley Cyrus, Aura's Brentman Rock. Bitch. Like, that was bad.
Okay, I'm glad you said bad. I wasn't sure what you were going to say. I thought the look was there, but there was no substance. There was nothing. I think the thing with these internet personalities, no, I don't know. I think you could make them funny. I don't know why they're not like prepping themselves with like a couple like sayings, phrases, accents to like just, I don't know, an outline for themselves. Brentman's more interesting than that.
Brentman's also has so many little things he does. Like when he brought the like Aura brought the bitch thing in. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Too late and not with enough like gusto.
She did it a little half-ass.
She kind of, and she was like, you could tell that she was nervous. She was just like, bitch.
I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry. I called you a bitch, RuPaul. I'm so sorry about that. Like, that's what it felt like. And it was just like, girl, just own it.
I love it. It's like, can I sing you a song? And Rue's like, oh, you're gonna, okay, yeah, sure. Like, it's like the least inviting way to say yes. Sure, yes, sing me a song.
If I said that and RuPaul went, sure, sing me a song, and I was being Brentman Rock, I'd be like, fine, I won't sing it, bitch. Like,
exactly.
Like, that's how you gotta, like, you could be like, oh, you don't want to hear it then. Like, you gotta kind of go with it. And
good
it was,
call, Juice. Exactly. That's thank exactly you. How you volley that.
I just won Snatch Game. Thank you.
You won the round. You definitely got the round.
I got the point. She got the point. yeah, it was, it was rough. So round 2 was hard to watch.
Yeah. But I don't agree because Lucy was in it so often and because the people around her were doing so poorly that it made her just seem like so good. So I still enjoyed the round.
That's true. But
it was
just
the
like,
Joan
you know what?
Rivers show. Like that to me was amazing. I loved it.
Yeah.
When Trisha was trying to say that phrase, like a picture says 1,000 words or something and she couldn't get it out. And Joan Rivers was like, fucking like, 1,000 words. Like, fucking idiot.
1,000 words. Fucking idiot. Yeah. I think something like that. Yeah. It was something like that. I forget. But yeah. So round 2 kind of was rough, but it really made Lucy look like a star. Mm-hmm. And then we find out, as we very quickly move to the workroom for the next day, that Lucy was intensely bullied because she didn't come out until after high school, which surprises me because of that dainty little voice. But yeah, she was very intensely bullied and then used that bullying for her career, which I think mostly all of us do. Use humor as a coping mechanism.
Yeah. No, for sure. It's one of those, you know, it's not even like a classic trope, but it is that I can see where she gets her humor from. And I'm glad that she got a little spotlight this week because, you know, it's been a little tumultuous for Lucy. And so I think
really,
she killed it.
I feel
it.
Like we've been seeing a lot of Lucy in the first 3 episodes. Like a lot.
Because I have a feeling we're going to see Sasha. It'd be like the Sasha show. Like, I feel like
well,
her
do you know what I think
like,
what they're doing? What do I think that they're building Lucy up to be the, like, I really need a win. I really need a win because I'm amazing. Da, da, da. And then she gets her win. And then next week, they just fucking knock her to the ground. That's kind of the vibe I'm getting is that they're getting
get her,
her
the
a
shins.
Lot of, get her a lot of exposure, really, really build her up and then just fuck with her.
And her new name will be Lucy Laduca.
Oh no, not Lucy.
I don't want to manifest it, but it's clever. If it happens,
Lucy
it happens.
Laduca. But I'm really happy she won the Snatch Game. I really felt like she deserved it.
You know what, Juice? Do we want to take a quick break and then dive into the main stage?
Do you know what? I think I would maybe want to hear a song.
Okay, Anthony, hit Shine by Brat Pack, and then we'll hear a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp. Talk to you in a second, SQ Cuties.
call. We the pack, you know who's lit. Lights out and we're ready to fight. You want it? We're the power, we electrify. You got it? We gon' give you all the time of your life. We got that shine. We the pack, you know who's lit. Lights out and we're ready to fight. You want it? We're the power, we electrify. You got it? We gon' give you all the time of your life. We got that shine. Cause me and my pack, that's lock and key. So just give it like that, that. Come on, get it now, do it like a rat, rat. Come on, take a break, get you so wet, you might need a right. So when you're done with me, yeah, you're gonna be broke. Flash, blackout, panic, burr. Power back up from the generator. Flash, blackout, panic, burr. So just give it like that, that. We gon' give you all the time of your life. We got that. Shine.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Feeling down in the dumps? Feel like you need someone who isn't a friend or family member to talk about it? BetterHelp is the perfect neutral party.
BetterHelp offers licensed therapists who are trained to listen and help you.
Talk to your therapist in a private online environment at your convenience.
There's a broad range of expertise in BetterHelp's 20,000 plus therapist network that gives you access to help that may not be available in your area.
You just fill out a questionnaire to help assess your specific needs, and then you get matched with a therapist in under 48 hours. Boom.
Then you schedule secure video and phone sessions. Plus, you can exchange unlimited messages, and everything you share is completely confidential.
You can request a new therapist at no additional charge anytime.
Join the 2 million plus people who have taken charge of their mental health with an experienced BetterHelp therapist.
We have a special offer to the semi-qualified Queens listeners. Get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/SQQ.
That's betterhelp.com/SQQ. The special URL will be in the show notes. Thanks again to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode.
Oh, wow. What a great song.
Honestly, not just for the bathroom.
You know what? Grammys, Golden Globes,
Junos,
Oscars,
Emmys,
Brat Pack, EGOT winners.
Yeah. And then we each get one award, and then that'll be how it's like the total.
EGOT. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which, if it was Brat Pack to get an EGOT, who would get which award?
Oh, goodness. Okay.
You would get the Tony for sure.
Yes. Yeah. Gia would get the Oscar. Because she would have her speech.
Oh, yeah.
Kendall would get the Grammy for some amazing lyric writing and performing. She's amazing. And what are the either? What's the other one? Emmy?
I
get the Emmy. I'll take
you. Get the Emmy.
I do the double serve. Yeah.
Okay.
The last one we're going to get. So we each got an award, and it was like, who's going to get the Emmy? And it's just like, and for the win, Cynthia.
I thought it would have been Kendall because she would probably end up on a soap opera.
You would think, but no,
But it was you. Yeah. It was you. Okay. Yeah. Beautiful job. Beautiful job. Beautiful
Thank
job.
You. Beautiful I like job. This game.
Beautiful job. Beautiful job. So we're back and we are going right to the main stage.
Boom.
And RuPaul comes out in a freshly murdered,
flocked, feathered thing.
Just feathery thing.
Very Cruella de Vil. Black and white. Mm-hmm. but fun, fabulous. I like that type of feather that has a stem, and then it's the feather, so it, like, it has, like, shape.
Feels very Cruella.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. For me, it feels very, like, sorry, I yawned. For me, it feels very, like, French glam to have that, because it's, like, bounces when you walk.
Yes.
Yes.
I like you saying French glam. It's French giving glam. French glam.
French glam. Yes, me, the fashion connoisseur.
I love it. No, I like it. Michelle's there looking beautiful as always in perfect. Some sort of black sequin. We've got Carson in a silver suit and Amanda Stenberg as
who
our guest judge.
Is...
an actress. Great. An actor. I think that's what we say.
An actor with no eyebrows.
You don't need one. You don't need eyebrows to be an actor. You just have to do more emoting through your eyes.
Ah, smiles.
Like Tyra.
Amanda Stenberg? American
Two
actress.
2 hours later.
Oh, I recognize her with her eyebrows.
Mm.
Yeah. She's very pretty.
A lot of queens hear that out of drag. They're unrecognizable. Who
are
you?
Unrecognizable.
Can you show me a photo of you with eyebrows?
What's your name?
Are What's you one of them, RuPaul?
Somebody, I went for a massage the other day, and I have to tangent this.
I had the
funniest massage. He was very good. I'm not trying to hate on this wonderful massage man. He was a very good massage therapist. He was a full-blown hippie. Like, just full-blown hippie. And he actually, he told me about this story about how he did Diana Ross's 55th birthday, and he was there to play the drums, but something happened with the drums and the bartenders didn't know how to make a stiff drink, so he was then moved to the bar to make drinks, and he was making cocktails for RuPaul all night.
What?
And he got to hang out with RuPaul all night long and make her laugh, and he's telling me all these things about RuPaul and all this stuff, and then he goes, so what did you think of RuPaul when you met her? And I went, well,
not the masseuse meeting RuPaul before you.
Yeah, I just went, well, I never got to meet her, but I'm really happy that you guys had such a nice.
Juice is just like, a little to the left, please.
My neck's actually really stiff. Could we maybe move there? yeah, so.
Oh, no.
But he was really nice and just made my feel great. He did, like, vibrating things on my face, and I got to look up at the cosmos. I don't know.
He was lived a hippie, up to his hippie status.
Oh, very much, yes. But felt great after. His shoulders really loosened up.
She's ready for travel. She's ready to take on the world.
So the runway this week was beautiful nightmare. And you know I'm going to ask.
Yes.
What would you have done?
Definitely something moody. And then in that sense, like, probably, like, I almost would want to go, like Russian Gothic or something a little, like, off the beaten path for me as far as, like, what I typically reference. Like, go into, like, Gothic romance grunge, like, and then let it be very ornate. Like, I don't know, there'd be kind of some sort of storyline to it that way. I think I would lean into that because that's a really cool twist to get that
beautiful nightmare.
Kind of dress in, yeah. What about you?
I think I would go either full Elvira, right? So, like, the corset with the webs and everything and the web bra. Or full-blown prosthetics. Predator. Like,
oh, cool.
Huge prosthetic pieces, just, like, unrecognizable kind of thing. Cool. I don't know how I would beautify it, but I think if it was beautiful nightmare, I'd want to go that way. I don't think I would do spiders like everyone else did.
I know. Like, I honestly thought the runway theme was spiders.
I literally forgot about what it was, and I was just like, is it spiders? Like, because it's all I'm seeing is spiders, but...
But let's dive in. What did we think of Marsha, Marsha?
Let me look at it again. I'm just pulling it up.
The world is your runway.
Oh, what? She did that dentist one.
Yeah, I didn't really, this didn't do it for me.
No. And I think that, like, I'm getting a little tired of that mouth thing. Isis did it that one time.
Mm-hmm.
And now...
Oh, the thing that keeps your mouth open?
Yeah. Mm. Now, I saw... ISIS did it once, and now it's... I'm seeing it everywhere, all the time, all at once. And not... I'm just not a fan. Also, like, yeah, I just thought it was very, like, she threw on a jacket, put a belt on it, and was just like, drag.
Yeah. You know? Like, if I was thinking her Tin Man last week was simple, this is... This made that look complex.
Yes. And the thing with... Marsha makes a lot of her own stuff, so I'm surprised she wore something that's kind of, like, bland.
But, I mean, speaking from someone who made all their own stuff, sometimes when you've, like, stretch yourself a little too thin, it's hard to realistically make, like, 12 to whatever. How many looks do you think they packed? Like, rock-solid looks? Maybe, like, 16, like, runways or something? That's really hard. So she'll definitely, she'll learn that lesson. Or she'll spread her time out where she makes, like, looks every once in a while. Because I follow her on TikTok, too. Very, very talented. I like how she shares the process.
Me, too. Mm-hmm. Lux Noir London. What did you think of her, like, creepy drowned bride look?
Yeah, that's what I wrote. I was just, like, super creepy. I think she could have maybe... No, she took it there. She was, like, she looked dead. Like, she definitely did, like, the creepy vibe going on. Did you like it?
Yeah, from the waist up. Yeah.
Because her legs weren't... She didn't do full body paint, right?
Well, she did full body paint on her arms, chest, and face.
But no
legs. But her legs are just kind of the tights, and she kind of just has that gray brushed over them. Mm, and it's like...
Me in the promo for season 2.
Yeah, it's just like, Diva, where's... Gray legs. Oh my god, the gray legs. She should have put on the Cynthia Kiss gray legs for this.
Fuck you.
Because it's... Cynthia, why are your legs so great? Why are they so like that? Why are they just... Why are they doing
what they do? Is your circulation okay?
Like, is it? And you were like, it's because I'm a doll. And I was like...
Mm. No, I've learned. All I do now is put a nude Capizio one on top, and that fixes the problem. It's like the final color correct.
They're great now. Legs look lovely.
Appreciate that.
No worries. But yeah, everything about Lux's I loved. I just wish that those legs were gray.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because even like the cement block at her ankle, the way she presented it, so good. I just wish she had gray legs.
Next we've got Malaysia. What did we think? She's loving those wigs with horns.
I was going to say, it's giving me... Like, I like it, but it looks like last week's with feathers and a white face.
That's the thing. It's like, it's really well done, but it's one recipe over and over.
Yeah. It's just like, it's pretty, but it's like, if I were to look already at the Malaysia package, I'm looking at kind of the same dress in different colors with slightly different horns or ears. And different stones, but basically the same thing three times now. So
I'm with you. I really hope for her sake that there's a spice of life in her package. And this has just happened to be the four horned wigs in a row.
Yes. Yes. And also a pretty girl. You can always tell a pretty girl's trying to do creepy because she said white contacts.
It's like me with black lipstick on Halloween. I'm like, I'm really going to spook the kids.
Right. We've seen it with Lux and Malaysia. They said, you know what's going to make this ookie spooky? White contacts.
Or be sugar and put one in. Ooh.
So Spice did that too.
Oh my God. Of course they did.
Okay. What did you think of Mistress Isabel Brooks?
Loved it overall. Just would have swapped that white draped fabric off the cage and have done something darker. I felt like the white cheapened it.
You know
or dirty white. Like, make it, grunge it up.
You know what? I was literally about to say I don't like it. And as soon as you said change the white, I like it.
Edit. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I feel like if the white was different, it would be much better. Because I'm not sold on it.
It needs work.
It's the white. It's the white that was bugging me.
It kind of looks like an afterthought. Like, I think she wanted to look like unhinged bride or something. But then the white should have... It wasn't tying back to any other part of it. So I say, do away with it.
Do away with it.
Get rid of it, darling.
What'd you think of Anitra?
I wrote, it's well done. Wow, Cynthia, you should have a podcast. You're really great at describing things. Really just, you're just hitting it home. Overall, yeah. serviceable. It was good. Yeah.
I thought it was beautiful. I think her presentation was really what sold it, the way she walks the runway.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's just unfortunate that the where it landed, it's like, I've now seen so many white eye contacts and like long fingers that I'm just like, okay.
Yeah.
But it was beautiful. It was, there was nothing wrong with it. It was gorgeous.
Selena Esteris.
Oh.
I'm not sure about her package. Like, her overall, what she brought to the show. I'm just bitch, not sure, Juice.
Bitch, I'm in the trenches for Selena right now. Like, I am such an early Selena Esteris fan. I think she is so fun. But this girl is walking on this runway and just, she's putting me through it.
Yeah. She's coming out in, like, just, like, little, like, patchy work. Just like, hey. I've got a couple pieces of fabric on, and I'm scary. Like, and the makeup, I give her credit for trying stage makeup and, like, prosthetics, but to me, the color theory was a little weird. Can you speak to that, Miss MUA?
I'm looking at it right now. I'm looking at the close-up of the makeup, just no to kind dong. Of speak on that. Ding dong. Yeah, no. I wouldn't say...
It was a ding don't.
It's also the placement. Like, I understand, like, if you want to look spooky, you add blood. Okay, now I'm really looking at it. It's the placement. Like, why is... Like, the cheek placement for a zombie is great, mm-hmm. right? To have that, like, rip in the cheek, to have that, like, decay, because that's, like, a hollow part. So it's easy to put it in. It looks really good. It makes sense because you'll be able to see the meat and the teeth. But the forehead doesn't make a lot of sense.
It was the forehead for me.
Cause it's just like,
the forehead for me.
Yeah. Like, cause if you're going to, instead of doing the forehead, what I would do is bring it over to the temple.
Yeah.
Cause if you're going to get hit and killed or anything, the center of the head is really rock hard.
Yeah.
You're going to want to hit the temple where it's soft. And that would make more sense with the big cut there. And it also would even out better with the cheek here and going up into the temple on the upper right. But that's just me being very picky, MUA. But yeah, I just don't like it. And I feel bad because I really do like her.
Oh, I love her. And that's why, like, I'm almost starting to anticipate what she wears on the runway. Not for its, like, chicness, but for its, like, outlandishness.
It's almost like last week.
No, last week she wore a silver bodycon dress and just had giant street signs, like one long big necklace.
Did you see Bob talking about it?
Yes. It's like unhinged. They're unhinged. He looked at trash.
I felt justified when Bob was ripping it to shreds. I went, okay, I don't feel as bad. It's when bad. I was like, I fucking hate this.
I'm worried about her package.
Me too. I'm starting to just, like, have very low expectations.
I think it'll be her Achilles heel.
I think they're eventually going to be like, Selena.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Are you wearing?
What's going on here? Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's enough of her for now.
Let's move on.
Yes. Next, we've got Robin, who I thought
Robin
was giving us
her fourth minute from this episode.
Yeah, we only got 4 minutes to be in the show. Yeah, it was very Disney villain. Like, I felt like it was villain, but Disney way.
Yeah, it's giving very, carbon copy spooky.
Yes.
Like, this is what you do to be spooky. It's very much the Halloween look. But it's a well-done look. I don't hate it at all.
I feel like it would be one of the Disney princesses at Disneyland on Halloween being like, careful, there's mystery in the air. Like,
well, I mean, that's basically the brief, beautiful nightmare. So she got it right. And it was pretty. She did.
But did she get it really right? Or did she just get it right?
She got it right.
Okay.
What do you think of Lucy LaDuca's Friday the 13th look?
It was so close to being like, hell yeah. I don't know, just because it's drag, I would have maybe stoned the Freddy mask because it was taking up so much real estate on her face. I would have given the mask something shiny. It felt like matte beige and it just bummed me out. It was the one piece that I wanted to be a little more like, boom, drag. Mm-hmm. But otherwise, great. And she killed Joan Rivers. So I personally think challenge performances still outweigh runways. And so I was like, when she won, I was like, hell yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it was good. I agree. And I feel like because her hair is also taking up a lot of the other side of the face, that it would have been nice to have something pop out a little bit more. I just found the outfit to be a little flat, and that might be a camera thing, because it just kind of like didn't pop as much as I would want it to. And I think that might just be because it's a flat matte denim and it's a dark one. So it's going to just suck that light up. So it just kind of looked a little flat and, you know, but it's good. And she did so good in Snatch Game that it's almost like, yeah, whatever, you know?
Right. She could wear Selena's titties package.
Yes. Now, if we're talking about getting this runway correct, Sasha fucking Colby.
Yeah.
This was perfect.
So cool. And the body. Oh my God. This was like the first time. Because her entrance look, it was like a Nude Illusion airbrushed artwork on a thing. Whereas this, I felt like, was her real body through black mesh. Correct?
Yeah. This was her real body.
Like skin. Yeah. You know? And she looked great.
Yeah. And it gave you spooky. It gave you glam. And it also didn't look like her. Right, it wasn't just a basic drag face. She really gave you a very outlandish face that still looked gorgeous. So I think she really like took the brief, made it perfect, and she's a broom. She's a fucking broom. Like it was perfect. I mean,
broom with a booty.
Broom with a booty.
She's a booty broom.
She's a booty broom. Now I would be pressed Iana Grande if I had to follow that, and Jax walks out as a Medusa.
As Voldemort?
I think she was Medusa.
Oh, I know she was Medusa. But the way she did her prosthetic, it was giving, like, no-nose Voldemort, right?
Truly, yeah. But she made that joke. She said Lady Voldemort's looking something. What'd you think?
I thought it was, like, cool that she tried the prosthetic. Because I want to give her credit for trying that. That's scary, but it felt like she was trying new things.
If I can be a gross makeup artist,
do it.
She did an incredible job on the prosthetic.
Good. See, I thought it was well done really too. Like the way she laid it, I was like, "Honestly, good job." The one thing
she did a great job.
Was the prosthetic a lot lighter? Like, was it supposed to look lighter? That was the one thing.
Do you think it's too light?
Maybe it was the lighting or the surface of that prosthetic. Again, these runways were very fast. Like, I was writing my notes so quickly that I literally was just like, prosthetic. So I you know what? She did a good job.
So just to give you an idea of the prosthetic, when you get a prosthetic, a foam latex prosthetic like that, if hers is foam latex, which it probably is, I don't think it would have been gelatin. Because gelatin's really heavy. Foam latex is foam, so it's very soft. Yeah. It comes in an almost like off yellow color.
So the color, oh my God.
So the color of that is already going to be, but it's very easy to cover. But her highlight is already kind of in that range. So when she put her highlight color on top of that yellow, when it's hitting the light of the camera or the powder, it might read a little bit lighter than the rest of her highlights. Mm-hmm. But from my perspective, the lightness isn't a big deal at all. It looks very well blended and very well put on, especially around her mouth. It was wild.
First glance, I was like, whoa, like, how did you do that? When a prosthetic is good, you can't figure out the human anatomy, like, around it. You're just like, whoa. And I got that from Jax. So good job.
Yeah.
And my autocorrect constantly spells her name Jan, and it's Sabotage.
Oh, no. Which Jan is she? She's short Jan.
Yeah.
All right. Now, moving on to Sugar and Booger.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Sugar had her booger.
Yeah.
What did you think?
I thought the twins came out on the simple side. These were very just Lolita dresses. Like, what about this was Beautiful Nightmare?
I agree. Sugar.
You know? What's going on here? How's it a nightmare? I don't get it.
It was just a bit boring. And it felt very on brand for them.
Of course. That they can do. That they only do. You know, like, it's always the brand.
But I feel like because it's so on brand for them, I wish that they would have went another route. Or even if they would have done, because you know what what they do a lot? Because you know they do dolls. I've seen them do, what's it called? Monster High dolls.
Oh, yes.
So if they would have come out as, like, a Monster High doll,
mm-hmm.
the kids would have lost their minds. Yeah. And I think it would have been a little bit kind of more effective.
Yes.
You know? But this kind of just felt a little simpler for I think, what I was expecting.
Yeah, but just like Lolita pretty. Cuteness. Nothing to do with a nightmare. Especially
the nightmare
sugar.
Was the... Yes, the nightmare was like a creepy makeup. That's sort of it. And it wasn't even really a creepy makeup.
It was like eye contact Tim Burton stitches in a contact.
It was very like, do you know what it was? It was your girlfriend who wants to look cute, but her boyfriend wants to look scary. Yeah. So she's like, okay, I'll put like contacts in and like some little scratches on my face and I'll be scary too. Like, if that's what it felt like, you know? So
absolutely.
Yeah.
Clocked.
Fine. Clocked. All right. Who's next?
Amethyst, who was doing a reference to one of my favorite Lady Gaga performances ever when she performed the VMAs in like... early part of her career where she did the like live blood pack that exploded when she was singing Paparazzi. So it was a fun reference for me.
I mean, me too. I just don't think it made any sense for the brief.
Oh, zero sense. Zero.
Zero sense.
None.
Like, why are you doing Gaga? Like, I understand it because the blood, but blood.
Maybe, like, yeah, no, not even in the song does it. Maybe does the song reference Beautiful Nightmare? Like, Beyonce has a song called Beautiful Nightmare. What did Beyonce wear in that video? It's like, if you're going to reference pop, it's interesting that that Gaga look came to mind.
Yeah, and I think sometimes a lot of girls who don't do spooky, like, the first place they go, and this is where my mind goes too, the first place they go is blood. It's the first spot their mind is going to go is blood, because it's easy.
Blood.
Well, it's the easiest thing you can do is just add blood to something, right? Yeah. That's what they teach you a lot with makeup and prosthetics. If they're like, if it looks bad, toss a little blood on it. It's going to look great. Especially if you get a good quality blood.
I picture you in like makeup school and there's this like hack teaching the class being like, you know what, guys, if it doesn't look good, just get the blood bottle. Just fucking put it all over the work and they won't even be able to tell you look good. You look good.
Girl, I am not kidding you, dead ass, one time. So I use Fleet Street Dark Drying Blood. Shout out to Fleet Street Dark Drying Blood. It's the best blood you're ever going to get on the market. It's a little bit expensive, but it's
stage
the best one.
Stage blood, I should say.
Stage blood, yes. Yeah. No, it's not real blood, stage blood. But Fleet Street Dark Drying Blood, it's the best one out there. Fleet Street, if you're listening, yes, I am open for the sponsorship. Yes, I'm open for the collaboration. One time I was working on set, and they had said they needed a head injury from a car accident. But they were like, you have no time to do it. They were like, we got to get it on now. We've got to finish the day. You've got to go in to do it. Do you know what I did? I walked in with my bottle of Fleet Street Dark Drying Blood. And I said, sir, close your eyes. And he closed his eyes. And I just went right on his head. Made sure nothing got in his nose, mouth, or eyes. Made sure that was all clear.
You like that?
And they loved it. You know?
Yes!
Just throw some blood on it. Just
Fleet Dried Blood.
Fleet Street Dark Drying Blood. They loved it. So if something looks bad, throw blood on it. But that's my long-witted way of saying that your mind immediately goes to blood to make it spooky.
I love it.
Yeah.
So maybe, but just because Gaga's look had a little bit of exploding blood, not the theme for you.
Is what I'm saying. My long-winded thing of saying yes, that.
But she'll and think. And then last, we have Aura, who I described this as gruesome. When they turned around and the spine was like split open and the way the red was stoned, it looked wet. And her performance, I was shocked.
She said, I did so bad in the Snatch Game that I am not going to lip sync. And I'm going to do whatever I need to do to not lip sync. And I thought it was incredible. I love a reveal like this. I actually did. I did a pageant. A few years ago, this was before Drag Race everything, and it was a circus theme pageant. And one of my presentation gowns, I did something similar to this, where it was a beautiful gown in the front, and then when you turned around, I didn't have my spine out. I had a corset piercing.
Oh.
Yeah. So I had I made a prosthetic back, and it was piercings down the back with ribbon corseted. So you could place it on my back and see it. I actually still have the prosthetic if I ever want to use it ever again.
Oh, that's a cool idea.
It's really cool. Yeah. So, but I love the way she did all this, and it was beautifully done.
Yeah. I am finding a pattern in her runway presentation, it's always very like expressive and almost like shaky. Like the last week, RuPaul like made a joke saying like she had to fart, like or she was like constipated. So I'm intrigued to see if on maybe her. Maybe a more successful maxi challenge week, her runway has like a swagger and sway to it. Because so far it's been like, yeah, like every time on the runway. So
that's
I'm looking for variety.
I want some early days. I want some stoic faces, you know, I want some soft suppleness.
Yeah.
But that's our runway presentations. And then we learn our, I know I'm exhausted. We learn our winner of the week is Lucy LaDuca. As we've already celebrated.
Yes. 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 Sorry.
And our bottom two, which I think is just the most fucking predictable thing in the world, was Sugar and Spice.
Yeah. Sorry, twins.
And something to celebrate is that Aura beat the Asian girl goes home on Snatch Game.
Hey, good for them.
Yeah, good for
them. Come on, Bloody Spine.
Come on, Bloody Spine. Because have you noticed that it's like a thing that it's like every time Snatch Game happens and there is an Asian person on cast, they get sent home.
That happened to Suki. Did it happen to LaPhil?
Yes.
See, there's a pattern here. I'm glad they broke it.
It happened to Yuha.
Yuha, yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, so it's just kind of...
This is our fucking Super Bowl. But literally. Yeah, Aura beat the curse. She's moved on and now she can be successful in Drag Race. So we get the bottom two is Sugar and Spice, and they lip sync to a Pat Benatar song.
Yeah.
And we experience the most fever dream, fucked up, weird fucking lip sync I have ever experienced. From song choice to them looking almost exactly the same to the choreography, like, oh my god, I need to do it for you.
These are the twins.
I'm so happy you put that sound in. I sing it every day.
I saw your TikTok and I was like, I have to add this to the media board.
Oh my god, I love Miss Piggy singing and the dogs with the long faces.
Okay, but these twins, it was choreographed? Question mark.
I think it was lightly blocked. I wouldn't say choreographed.
Yeah, maybe blocking is a better way of describing it. Because there was definitely some points where they were on the same wavelength where it was like, and then we do this and then we do that. But it's a lip sync for your life. So it's really strange to have two people who look identical doing the same moves. Like there was one point where I was like, where are we going to split hairs? Like, how do I judge this? But then Sugar kept falling over.
Well, it was Sugar falling over constantly, like falling, not like. I felt like eating shit. Like
eating shit, yes.
Like, she would, like, Sugar takes a tumble. Like, she would fall. Like, to the point where I was, like, kind of concerned. Like, is she okay?
It's and then, it like, happened more than once that I was like, oof.
Three times.
Yeah.
And she was doing this thing where she was very wide in her stance and very wide in her arms. And it was like she was rapping. And I was just like, girl, you are so beautiful. I need you to be softer. I need you to find the softness.
This is going to sound shady. Wait, you can tell when someone hasn't taken dance. Like when they have no musicality in their body, like none. You can tell that was the kind of weight throwing. Like she knows how to like deadlift or like do planks. So she has like a ton of upper body strength. She could probably do like she can stand upside down on her arms. But it's like when it comes to dance, there's more of a, like, a musicality to it. I just didn't see it.
Yeah,
and they were falling over. It was, I don't know.
I felt like Spice was a little bit more composed in her movements.
Yeah.
But it was still that same sort of, like they gave me, like, the lip, like, the kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, girly pop. like, fall into the beauty, fall into the softness. Mm-hmm. Like, because they could be, I think they could be very incredible, beautiful performers if they were just hot, slutty girls. Like, you look like a hot, slutty girl.
They say that about us, Juice.
And guess what, Diva? And guess what?
We became hot, slutty girls.
We can just do that. And you know what? I flip my hair around because it's all I know how to do. And Cynthia will do a cute little jig. It's great.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's great. It
ain't broke. So you don't need to fix it.
Don't fix it.
Yeah. These twins, on the other hand, there's something to fix. Just take a dance class.
I have so much faith that they are going to be incredible in just a few years.
And you know you want to see them both on tour. There's going to be, like, I think it's very smart to have, like, a duo like this in the franchise. It's very fun.
Yeah. It's very fun. It's also, I have... I know I've been throwing a lot of hate at them this episode because it was rough. It was rough, but I think it's just because they are so good that you want good things for them, you know?
Exactly. And it's now, like, that, tough love.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm trying. I'm not trying to hate on them for the sake of hating on them. I'm hating on them because I want them to be better. But Mistress is their drag mother now. Did you see that?
Oh, cool. I love that so much. That's so cute. I don't think we officially said on the podcast the results of the lip sync. So RuPaul does reveal that it's Spice who gets the save, and it's enough with the sweets, and we say goodbye to Sugar.
I kind of saw that coming from the jump, though.
Me too. I always felt Spice had something a little more special to them. It was their talent show when they came out of a coffin. I was like, okay, this is a little more like... There's more satire here. I like her bubble. She still kind of goes bubbly, but then aesthetically, it's a juxtaposition. She looks goth. So I've always kind of picked up with what she's putting down. Love them both. But how naked did she seem on the stage at the end when they were all dancing? She looked like she was there without her friend. I felt bad.
Yeah, she looked defeated. She looked very sad. And Sugar looked really sad, too. Like, it was one of those things where you could tell that they, like... They kind of rely on each other and hold each other. And it's just like, it's a little sad to see it happen because you're just like, you're like, there goes their, like, special little friend, you know?
I know. No. They're identical twins.
And I had Sugar on my list.
Hell yes.
So right now you have Spice, Selena, Marsha, Lux, Mistress, Robin, and Anitra. I'm just losing everyone.
I will say I picked Spice because of your tidbit about their interviews. I had a feeling when you said something about their interviews, so I feel like you gave me Spice.
Well, Spice was giving very much self-awareness.
And I'm telling you, when in doubt, be self-aware.
There you go. Yeah. It felt like Spice was a little bit more comfortable with the camera when Sugar was kind of keeping the show on. And that might have been because maybe they filmed these after and Spice was around cameras longer.
Ooh, the Da Vinci Code of Drag.
Yeah. I feel so bad. I hope Sugar isn't just sitting in the hotel room, just like sad, waiting for her sister.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, we love you, Sugar. Great run.
Good job. Good job. And you never know. She may be back. It is Drag Race season 15.
Well, Juice. We did it. Another episode. Episode 4. This cast is huge. I love them all. I love them all so much. And they're all so talented. But as a podcast, I'm finding it hard to remember everyone.
I am just exhausted.
It's like, whoa. And to do 2 Snatch Games, I was like, holy guacamole.
But you know what? It's only 1 hour and 8 minutes in. So we're good.
We're good, bruh.
Well, I mean, it'll be shorter once... Sweet Anthony edits it. But thank you guys so much. We don't have any voice notes or anything this week, so we are just going to leave you with thank you guys so much. If you want to follow us on any of our socials, you can follow us on Instagram at semiqualifiedqueenspod, on Twitter at sqqpod, and use the hashtag semiqualifiedquestions, or email us at semiqualifiedqueenspod@gmail.com.
If you're listening along and you have thoughts on season 15, we want to hear that passion. We want to hear that discord. So you could also send a voice note over from www.speakpipe.com/SQQPOD. And that's how you get your voice on the pod. Until next time, lovers.
And don't forget, we do have our Patreon. So if you want to see our beautiful, beautiful faces, see our reactions, and get a little bit more of the...
Juice's hand pimple.
Of my hand pimple. Don't forget to follow us on our Patreon. It's super cheap. You get exclusive video content from us every single week, and hopefully a little bit more in the future. But with that being said, thank you guys so much, and we will see you next week.
Ciao for now.
Bye. Ha ha ha.